There is a lot more to a successful 4th of July barbecue than just tossing hot dogs and burgers on the grill. And joining us live this morning, Jeff Tracy, better known to all of us as Chef Jeff. Welcome into the Glass and Closed Nerve Center.
It is good to be here with you, gentlemen. Good to be here.
So the trick to our success is to have you come to our barbecue?
That would always work. A little busman's holiday for me, I'd come on by.
Is it a given that if you're good in the kitchen, you're good on a grill?
You know, grilling is just, it's an ancient cooking skill, and it's really not a particularly challenging. I mean, we've been throwing meat and vegetables and other things on top of fire for, you know, eons, so it's
I don't blow
it's
it
time
for
tested,
us.
Time tested.
No, what are you doing?
This is not sous vide cooking or
the hardest thing to do.
No, it is not that hard.
It may not be hard, but the truth of the matter is we've all been to barbecues where things get burned and chicken is dry, so
right.
What do we need to keep in
rule
mind?
Rule number one is don't burn down the house, and then two is don't burn the chicken, right? You know, you really want to, you know, the first thing you want to do is you want to make sure your grill is nice and clean and ready to go. I use canola spray on all the proteins or vegetables that I put on the grill, and you dry them off. You know, sometimes the meat or chicken is a little wet.
Right.
Dry that whole thing off. Spray it with a little bit of canola oil. Then do your seasoning. And that way, you know, it won't stick to the grill. You can use that canola spray right on the grill. You're not adding any extra fat to the dish. And then you know, you put it on the grill and you sort of, you know, let it cook for a while. The grill's got to be hot too.
Right.
And if you're using marinades, you know, oil-based marinades, those are the things that actually cause your grill to catch on fire and burn down the house. So you really want to, if you got those marinades, you want to sort of let them drip off, and after they've taken on that flavor, you know, get a lot of that oil off before you put it on the grill, and make sure that that thing is cooking, as opposed to, like, you know, going back into the house, getting yourself a beer, and then coming back and watching this inferno.
Right.
On the grill, and all your chicken is, you know, up in flames.
I know a common mistake, and I continue to make this, even though I get it and I understand it. Don't turn the meat over every minute or two.
Right, you're not supposed to be, you know, fiddling with it all the time. Right. You know, you're not supposed to be the fiddler. You know, you just
can't help myself sometimes.
You really want to make that, you know, one-time turn, so you get the grill marks. If you're all fancy and you want to get, like, the, you know, the little crisscross,
you can do
that too. but make sure you get those grill marks on there by letting them be. I typically will close the grill to get it really hot after you put the proteins or the vegetables back on the grill.
Now, a lot of people are going to be grilling chicken. Some of it's still going to have the skin on there, and that's really tough when you're grilling, because that can flare up as the grease starts to fall
right.
down.
So
what
do you
do then?
You want to work on a little bit lower temperature on you know, like chicken, you know, chicken thighs or chicken, you know, drumsticks or breasts that have the fat on it, because all that fat is going to render, and it's either going to become crispy and lovely, or it's going to drop all that fat onto the flames and then flare up. And, you know, that sort of like completely black crust nastiness,
charcoal.
That is not good. That means you did not do a good job. Golden brown and delicious, not black and burnt.
What is the trick to doing fish on the grill?
Fish on the grill is very simple. The key is, again, you know, season it, put a little canola spray on it, and you actually want, like, if you're doing like a nice rockfish, a local rockfish, a salmon, a tuna, swordfish, you want, or halibut, you want sort of meaty fish. You don't want something that's like, you know, like cod is not a great grilling fish. I don't think. Season it up, and then, you know, understand that a fillet of salmon is really only going to take, you know, 4 or 5 minutes, as opposed to, you know, what my
total.
Total. You know, my mother, you know, used to cook fish for, like, you know, 25, 30, 35 minutes. And that's why it tasted like sawdust. She's a very good cook now, though. Very good cook now. I love you, Mom.
When do you put the barbecue sauce on? A lot of folks like barbecue sauce on their stuff.
Right. So barbecue sauce is basically all sugar, right? You know,
right.
And so if you put on the, you know, if you soak your chicken drumsticks in barbecue sauce and then throw it on a hot grill, that thing is also going to be burnt to a crisp and raw on the inside, and it's going to be completely nasty. That's really at the final stages in terms of putting the barbecue sauce
on. How do you
on.
Stay in such great shape and still cook all this great food?
I do a lot of running. I work out every single day, and I don't know.
That's
drink a lot of water or something.
It's
like
amazing.
That?
It's just on the amazing. Taste, I want to get a little fat in his cheeks.
I do.
You know?
I still love bacon, though. So
Who doesn't?
Yes.
Chef Jeff, thank you so much. Great to have you in here.
My pleasure. Happy 4th.
Thank you,
too.
You too.